tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new report shows the Georgia grand jury that recommended charges against former President Trump and 18 others in the state's election tampering case voted in favor of charges against 20 others who were not indicted. WSB Radio's Veronica Waters.
Among the most recognizable names, Georgia's former U.S. Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, election-denying lawyers Lynn Wood and Cleta Mitchell, South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, and former Trump advisor Boris Epstein.
All but one juror voted in favor of charging Mr. Trump. Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi has hopes of winning back a Democratic majority in the House. The 83-year-old told labor allies in San Francisco today she will run for re-election next year. Pelosi's represented the district for more than 35 years. It's shaping up to be another steamy day in Texas, and people are being asked to go easy on the AC. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
All eyes will be on the state's power grid. They've been asking customers to conserve power during the hottest part of the day to avoid outages. But that's going to be a challenge since temperatures are expected to reach 107, 108 here in Dallas.
A powerful Category 5 Hurricane Lee has lost a little steam as it charges through the warm waters of the Atlantic Ocean. It's now a Category 4, threatening to unleash heavy swells across the Northeast Caribbean. The system is not expected to make landfall, but meteorologists warn it could generate waves of up to 15 feet across the northern coast of Puerto Rico and other islands nearby. Could impact the eastern U.S. coast late next week. Helps arrive for ailing American scientist Mark Dickey, who fell thousands of feet at the entrance to a cave in the mountains of southern Turkey.
The rescue operation's been divided into seven sections, each given to a team from a different country. Three doctors will be on hand to treat Dickey. Some parts of the route will have to be dynamited to allow his stretcher to pass through. This is likely the most complex operation since the Thai cave rescue of 2018. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
President Biden and other world leaders gathered for the G20 summit in New Delhi. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Even the United States supporting India's call for it to earn a permanent seat on the UN Security Council and also believes that the United Nations needs to be revamped. So getting the United States to agree to that as a charter member is also a sign of how seriously it's taking India's opinions on all sorts of matters of foreign policy, the economy, and military.
The Pope did his best Rocky impression. The 86-year-old pontiff threw a few pretend jabs Sylvester Stallone's way at the Vatican. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sir.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Augusta Police Department and Eau Claire Sheriff's Office have announced two people are facing charges in Chippewa County after a pursuit last week. The Stanley Police Department requested help for a pursuit that entered Eau Claire County on County Road G shortly after midnight on August 30th. When the vehicle left the roadway and entered a marsh near Muskrat Creek, the 34-year-old passenger was arrested and the 21-year-old driver was arrested after a brief foot pursuit. Wisconsin Republicans have introduced a set of bills to target the growing backlog of cases in the state's criminal justice system. The bills would develop an organized system to file and present evidence, establish a task force within the Department of Justice to respond to help requests from district attorneys, and provide more work opportunities for incarcerated individuals to reduce their chances of reoffending. The lawmakers are currently seeking co-sponsors for the bills. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, on location at the Civic Media Studios at WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer at the World Headquarters back in Madison, Wisconsin. It is Friday, TGIF, September 8th. Welcome to the end of the week, Mr. Zommers.
Here we are once again.
Yes, we are. How are things down there in Madtown?
Hectic, but good. Got a lot of people hectic, in and out of the studio good. Today. We got curious, but yes. Well-behaved.
No, yes, the lovely, talented Kristen Bry was doing her show in Madison today.
Yep, everything went off without a hitch. Great show. I got to listen to it. I was sitting in the other room working on some stuff.
Well, good for you. We are here today at Green Bay, our beautiful studios in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW. It is 97.9 on the FM dial and 1590 on the AM side. There is a lot of excitement. Well, first of all, of course, it's the home studio for Mino and the Mayor every morning from 6 until 8. Do a great job. And let me tell you, Mr. Somers, let me tell you something right now. After being here this morning for a couple of hours, I may move to Green Bay.
Really?
The studios, it's beautiful here. I mean, I'm very thankful for the World Headquarters downtown Madison. But do you realize?
Well, something has gone wrong with Todd's audio. We had a little repeat there, and then it muted himself. So I do not realize whatever he was talking about.
There you go. My mic got muted again. My StreamYard's going crazy. Can you hear me now?
Yes. What was I realizing?
I can't hear you. Oh, this could be a very fun show today. Just hang on here 1 second.
Here. Well, here we go.
It says everything is set on my Mixcast. Can you give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, Mr. Zommers?
Sure, right, can.
Very good. Well, I can't hear you for whatever reason. Anyway, they have showers here, and they've got lockers here. A beautiful facility. Right downtown, we're looking right out here on the street, next to street level. So a beautiful studio here in Green Bay. Happy to be here. Happy to be along with you on a Friday big show on the.
Wow. Seems like things are going great today with Todd's connection. So I think what I may end up doing is I'll play a little music for you guys. And I'm going to see if we can get that all figured out for this next segment here.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I don't know what's going on. My StreamYard is I think it has to do with the internet connection up here. I'm not sure. The studios are beautiful. Internet connection, I'm not sure.
Who knows? Not I.
We'll see. We'll see. You better dial up. You better dial up a rerun, just in case things go south in a hurry. you know, maybe Spectrum's in control up here.
Maybe. Maybe sure this is their revenge. This is just the start.
I'm not sure what the deal is. But by the way, we'll get into that later. But anyway, we're going to follow up on the whole ordeal with Proto Sandwich facing a possible impeachment in the state assembly.
Mr. Zomers, I have no idea. It just keeps automatically shutting my microphone off on StreamYard.
No idea. I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna bring that music back for the end of the segment here, and I'm gonna call Todd. We're gonna see if we can get this figured out. But you are listening to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy, high of 73 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, maybe a little more patchy fog by morning. Our low 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday night into Sunday, amounts won't be terribly heavy. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting live from partially the Madison headquarters of Civic Media and partially from the WGBW studios of Green Bay, this is the Todd Albaugh Show. I'm not your host, Todd Albaugh. I'm the producer, Aaron Sommers. We're getting some technical difficulties figured out, but Todd should be on his way here very shortly. He's logging back in. He restarted his computer. If you were listening in the last segment, you might have heard some very confusing sounds, and as Jim from Madison says on the text line, maybe they have Spectrum in Green Bay. It could be coming for Todd, finally. The consequences of his actions as he publicly denounces them. I don't know if I'd necessarily go that far, but I'll let Todd say that himself later. So for now, we are just going to pop back on a little bit more George Michael, but we're going to do a different tune. And he should be on very shortly.
Silver screen and all its sad goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. Ms. Sommers, are you there in medicine? Well, I don't know. I've restarted the computer. We have tried everything. I can't hear you. I can see you, but I cannot hear you. So it is one of those things. Live radio and technology and Todd do not always work. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but we're going to give it our best shot until it fails again. And then Mr. Sommers may have to dial up a repeat for today due to technical difficulties. So it says using my default mic. Huh? Well, all right. Well, let's see if we can change the settings on the fly. Yeah. So let's go. So there's a default mic, which means it's going to go through
the computer and sound bad.
Ooh, this is much
and
better.
And then we go through, and now there we go. See, now I'm back. Now I'm back. We'll see how long that holds. I'm not sure how long it will hold.
Well, we've discovered the answer of how long it will hold. The answer, not very. So, I am going to dial up a little repeat here from yesterday. And you can hear some of Todd's discussion yesterday. It was actually a pretty good one. So, let's give her a listen here.
We'll get your calls if you want to call in and hang on in just a minute. Let me set this up again for you. The reason that Republicans are saying that they think that Janet Protasiewicz should be impeached is because she had the audacity to tell the truth during the campaign. She commented that the current maps, the legislative and congressional maps in Wisconsin, are rigged. Rigged. And of course, we have shared the quote on this show several times from current Speaker Robin Voss, in which he said in a committee hearing at the Capitol that, yes, he admitted that the law allows partisanship, gerrymandering. And so absolutely, partisanship was considered in the gerrymander. He didn't call it a gerrymander, but in the drawing of the lines. I was working for a former state senator, Republican at the time, Dale Schultz, at the Capitol in 2011 when these lines were originally drawn. And I can tell you that politics, partisanship, control of the legislature was the number one priority. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it. My boss, every other Republican who wanted to look at the maps before they were voted on, had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So, of course, they're rigged. So all Janet Protasiewicz did was tell the truth. She just said, yeah, they're rigged. And because of that, Republicans claim that, therefore, she prejudged a case that is now going to become before the Supreme Court of Wisconsin because these lines are now being challenged. Liberals now have a 4-3 majority on the court. And Republicans are so scared of running on new maps that they want to attack her by impeaching her. All right? And the way the law works in Wisconsin is if the assembly impeaches her, votes on impeachment, the Wisconsin State Senate does not have to take this up. And the way the law reads, until she is either acquitted or convicted, she cannot do her job. Great story today. By the way, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I will get to your calls in just a minute. I want to set this up. I want to tell people that weren't familiar what was going on. And now I want to go to this story at Vox. Vox.com by Ian Millhiser. Headline, the Republican Party's plan to rule the state of Wisconsin forever? Explained. Wisconsin's legislature is gerrymandered to ensure that Democrats will never win it. Republicans have a plan to keep it that way. Story says the state's legislature is so aggressively gerrymandered that it is likely impossible for Republicans to lose control over it in an election. In 2018, for example, Democratic State Assembly candidates received 54% of the popular vote in Wisconsin. But Republicans still won 63 of the Assembly's 99 seats. There is, however, a light at the end of the tunnel, both for small D Democrats and for large D Democrats in the notoriously contentious swing state. And it goes on to talk about how Janet Protasiewicz was elected, now has a 4-3 majority. Picking the story back up, litigants challenging the gerrymandered state legislature filed a lawsuit known as Clark v. Wisconsin Elections Commission the very next day. And it goes on to talk about this quirk in the state constitution that allows Wisconsin's gerrymandered legislature to strip Protasiewicz of her ability to decide the case. What I just told you, that if she is impeached but not convicted, she can't sit. According to the According to the New York Times, quote, Republicans in Wisconsin are coalescing around the prospect of impeaching Protasiewicz. If the state assembly moved forward with the impeachment and then the gerrymandered state senate convicted her, that wouldn't actually be that big of a deal, because Democratic Governor Tony Evers could immediately appoint a replacement justice who would then provide the fourth vote, that is, to strike down the gerrymandered maps. But as we said, if the Senate doesn't act, she's kind of in purgatory and she can't act anyway. Well, then there's the very strong argument that this impeachment plan violates the First Amendment. So if Republicans actually move forward with the plan, Protasiewicz or some other interested party would likely file a federal lawsuit seeking to restore her to office. But even if that lawsuit succeeds, that could take years. And there's no guarantee that the federal judiciary, and especially the U.S. Supreme Court, with the six GOP-appointed justices, would honor past precedent, indicating that Protasiewicz cannot be suspended from her office. Indeed, one member of the Supreme Court, Justice Samuel Alito, has already signaled that he will intervene to ensure that his Republicans keep their stronghold on the state legislature. The Wisconsin's GOP's ostensible reason for impeaching Protasiewicz is that as a candidate for her current office, as we said, she called the current maps rigged. But, and here's the big but, and I hope someone from Robin Voss's office, I hope somebody in Mark Jefferson's office at the state party, or Brian the Chim Sham Man, the chairman of the state Republicans, are listening. Because if you don't want to listen to me, that's fine, as a former Republican. Trygve Olson, who's on this program for the Lincoln Project, spoke eloquently on this show yesterday about this. But if you don't want to listen to Trygve and I, that's fine. Let's listen to somebody that every Wisconsin Republican should hold in a high ideal. The late, and some would call great, Anton Scalia. The story continues in Vox. There is a U.S. Supreme Court case called Republican Party of Minnesota versus White from 2002. It's almost directly on point here. It holds that candidates for judicial office have a First Amendment right to publicly state their position on contentious legal issues while they are campaigning for election. In this case, Republican Party of Minnesota v. White, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Minnesota ethics rule providing that, quote, a candidate for judicial office, including an incumbent judge, shall not announce his or her views on disputed legal or political issues, unquote. The court did so on behalf of a conservative lawyer and a candidate for the state Supreme Court who, quote, distributed literature criticizing several Minnesota Supreme Court decisions on issues such as crime, welfare, and abortion, unquote. So let me just put that down in common terms. In Minnesota, you had a conservative lawyer running for the Minnesota State Supreme Court, and they just didn't have a comment about it. All Protasiewicz did was say, yeah, the maps are rigged. This conservative dude, a lawyer, he printed out pamphlets, literature, criticizing several Minnesota Supreme Court decisions on issues such as crime, welfare, and abortion. He didn't just say one thing. He shot the whole gamut. A Republican, a conservative, because, of course, Supreme Court elections are not partisan. Yeah, right. And here's where it gets really interesting. Justice Anton Scalia's majority opinion in the Republican Party of Minnesota versus Clark, or pardon me, versus White, persuasively lays out why it makes no sense to strip judicial candidates of their free speech rights in the midst of an election campaign. As Scalia wrote, he quoted another conservative, former Chief Justice William Rehnquist. Nearly all judges.
We'll be right back with more of the Todd Balbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Georgia's special purpose grand jury report has been released. CBS's Nicole Killian says it shows the grand jury interviewed scores of witnesses.
Upwards of 75 witnesses, ranging from, for instance, Rudy Giuliani and other top aides and associates of former President Trump.
President Biden attending the G20 summit in India and using his trip to counter China's rising influence.
The United States strategy for the last 5 years or so has been very much focused on the Indo-Pacific. and particularly on building a network of partners.
Professor Deepa Olapalli at George Washington University. Rescue operations have begun in Turkey for an American caver who fell ill more than 3,000 feet below ground.
Rescuers say 40-year-old Mark Dickey has stabilized enough for the rescue operation to begin, but extracting him will take several days. Three doctors will be on hand to ensure he remains stable.
CBS's Vicki Barker. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls Police Department has announced 32-year-old Joshua Mogo pled guilty to charges of first-degree intentional homicide, burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, and violating a restraining order. Mogo was accused of shooting his ex-girlfriend in her home on Birch Street in Chippewa Falls. He turned himself in roughly 2 hours after the shooting, and his sentencing is scheduled for January 8, 2024. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin are proposing a 10-bill collection to enshrine workers' rights in state law. State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point spoke on the bills at a press conference, saying, quote, "As our state continues to grapple with a historic worker shortage, putting forward pro-worker policies is not only the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
.93.5, The Tap.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lavall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Glad to have you along on a Thursday. It is 33 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, talking about this issue of Republicans in Wisconsin, specifically Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly. Folks in the legislature on the Republican side want to now impeach newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Sources tell me this is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. They are already formulating the plan. The only way to possibly stop it is by telling our assembly people, particularly Republicans, that if they vote for this, you're not going to vote for them in 2024. Because the only thing they care about more than power of the whole is hanging on to their own seat. So call your Republican assembly person and tell them if they're going to impeach Janet Protasiewicz for nothing, you're not going to vote for him. And while you're at it, ask him this question we talked about last segment, this article at Vox.com, which does a great job of laying out that the late, great, some would call, had a great reputation amongst a lot of people. I mean, he is an icon amongst Republican, conservative Republicans in America. Anton Scalia. He wrote, in this case, Republican Party of Minnesota, a conservative lawyer running for court on the Supreme Court in Minnesota, and he put flyers out stating his opinion on a lot of different things. And he sued and said, look, I should be able to do this. And it went before the U.S. Supreme Court. And in a majority opinion, Anton Scalia wrote, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. So the court's decision in this Republican Party case should, keyword should, prohibit the Wisconsin GOP from impeaching Protasiewicz because she expressed a view on a contentious legal issue while she was a candidate for judicial office. Again, the holding of this case, Republican Party, was that candidates for such office have a First Amendment right to express those views. That's not a snowflake liberal saying that, Republican Party of Wisconsin. That's not the Democratic Party saying that, Robin Voss. That is Anton Scalia saying that you have no business impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, the completely ridiculous of this, because I'm looking at the Constitution right now, and it says, for corrupt conduct in office, because she has not actually done any conduct in office, that she should be held to account for that. And as far as for Robin Voss's thing, that they can actually have, you know, political reasons in their for the districts, according to our Constitution, again, turning to the Constitution, the Constitution lays out what the boundaries, you know, that it lays out that the districts, it simply says the districts are to be bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, to be consist of contiguous territory and be in as compact a form as practical. It doesn't say we allow you to have political distinctions in here. It says it's supposed to be based just on the municipal boundary lines, pure and simple. I mean, and I probably have equal numbers, relatively equal numbers of population in each of the assembly districts, and as well as the Senate districts. But for my money, Janet Protasiewicz has not conducted any conduct yet. So how can you charge somebody for a crime when they haven't been in a position to commit the crime in the first place? That she should just ignore it. As Matt Flynn has just suggested, just ignore whatever they do. And let them take her to court and try to sue over this, because, you know, it's pure and simple. It's just a political. They're so fond of, you know, talking about witch hunt. Well, she hasn't conducted any conduct yet.
But this is, Mark, I agree. I agree with you. I get it. I agree with you and Matt both. But here's the rub on this. Last December, according from this Vox.com story, stay with us, 'cause I want your opinion on this. During oral arguments in Moore v. Harper, Sam Alito, Justice Samuel Alito, asked whether, quote, it furthers democracy to transfer the political controversies about districting from the legislature to elected Supreme Courts where the candidates are permitted by state law to campaign on the issue of districting, unquote. So Alito seems to suggest that it would be improper for a state Supreme Court to rule in a gerrymandering case if its members are even allowed to campaign on the issue. This argument, the article says, by Alito is truly insidious. Wisconsin voters obviously cannot expect to undo a Republican gerrymander by lobbying the very same legislators that benefit from it. And in Rucho v. Common Cause from 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court's Republican majority ruled that federal courts may not hear lawsuits asking them to strike down a partisan gerrymander. So if Protasiewicz's court also is not allowed to strike down these gerrymanders, the people of Wisconsin will be left with no lawful recourse whatsoever against permanent Republican control of their state legislature. What do you think of that?
Under Wisconsin law, as well as federal law. The Constitution is what's supposed to dictate law. The Supreme Court, under what the Supreme Courts have decided, is that they have the power to decide the constitutionality of laws or not. And the Constitution should be applied in this case, because the Constitution of Wisconsin clearly states how, you know, clearly includes the word contiguous in how districts are supposed to be drawn. And because the districts are not contiguous, because of the insidious actions on behalf of our legislature and in collusion with the law firms and, and using, voter data to plug into these things so they can have little cells here and cells there, and that the Constitution is supposed to mean something. If these guys have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin, and wherever these guys go, then you can just say, you're a GDA oath breaker. You could use more. I can't. This language I can't use here because I'd use it when I confront them. I mean, I'm just tired of these guys, wrapping themselves in the flag and supposedly in the Bible, and they've clearly violate the Bible and their oath because they're violating their oath to uphold the Constitution, pure and simple.
Mark,
preserve and protect the Constitution is their oath.
Love the call. Thank you so much, Mark. Got other people on the line. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate holding. Always appreciate your call. Mark from the SAC, thanks for very much. Let's go to Alpine Valley. Tom in Alpine Valley, what say you?
Is this, well, it's East Troy, but that's close.
Oh, sorry about that. All right, East Troy.
We have a movement to try to make it like Wisconsin Dells, where everything's going to be called Alpine Valley.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I'm on board with that.
Well, what do you say about this issue?
About 3 years ago, I would have thought that this was the most outrageous, undemocratic thing I've ever seen. Now, I think it's probably the rule.
In what sense?
That, well, if you don't like someone, impeach them for no reason.
So do you agree with the impeachment, or do you think this is just kind of what we're stuck with?
I think now that the Democrats are getting what they asked for.
How so?
Because they impeached a president twice for no reason. Once when he was out of office.
I would say that attempting to overthrow the government and inciting that is a reason for impeachment, but we can disagree on that, I guess. But that has nothing to do with the Wisconsin legislature. I mean, what basis do Republicans
after he's out of office?
What basis do the Republicans have to in Wisconsin to impeach Janet Protasiewicz?
That she's prejudged this issue.
But so you're saying that you disagree with the late, great conservative justice Anton Scalia? You think that you know more than Anton Scalia. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I don't, actually.
He said, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. Anton Scalia, in his own writing, in a decision upholding a Republican conservative candidate in Minnesota, in this decision, he is saying that Janet Protasiewicz had the right to do it exactly what she did. So you're saying you disagree with that ruling?
My point is that the Democrats made the rules, and now they're getting it fed back to them.
But you're not answering the question. You're not answering the question. Are you saying that you disagree with Anton Scalia? Apparently you do.
3 years ago, yeah.
So you think that Anton Scalia is wrong. All right, we'll mark you down that column. Tom, thanks for listening. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for holding, my friend. What say you?
Hi. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. Holy moly. Hey. I'm independent, and that Donald Trump broke the goddamn laws. He was impeached, and there were Republican witnesses. This was not the Democrats. There weren't Democrat witnesses. Those were people that saw what Trump was pulling. And now the guy got caught, and lawyers are squealing on him, and others are squealing on him. So this is no joke. Now, as far as Protasiewicz, let me tell you one thing. Our Constitution says that they need to be, some violations of the law, which Trump has 90-some indictments. This ain't no lie. Mm-hmm. This is no stuff made up, sir. So you better wake up on this. You read the court documents. I have been reading all the court documents. I've been listening to the hearings and watching the trial, hearing the witnesses, Republicans, of what this man did while he was in office. And I thank God he's gone. Now, as far as the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin illegal fake electors when the Capitol was closed. And I watch every year when they count that electoral votes for, you know, for the president. Mm. And I'll tell you something, on that day, I was trying to watch it, and I called the Capitol. Nobody knew what was going on.
Right.
They were in one of the rooms.
Gene, I love your passion, but I want to focus on this decision by Anton Scalia in the U.S. Supreme Court when he ruled in favor of a conservative candidate for justice in Minnesota. And Scalia wrote, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit a candidate from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. Wouldn't you agree that's Anton Scalia, a conservative, supporting Janet Protasiewicz?
Yes, I think it's wonderful. She hasn't did anything or said anything. And then we need to look at all the other judges then of what they said before they were in office and the money that they took and the decisions they made. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, and then also, I've already called my representative, and if they try to pull this abuse of power illegal act, there may be a recall. Because
right.
They are the ones that are breaking the law, not Janet Protasiewicz. And I'm sorry to go on and on, but boy, I'll taste it.
I love the passion.
He had a nerve.
I love the passion. Always appreciate you listening and calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gene from Eau Claire. Appreciate it. Gene brings up a great point. Because Republicans, now a story we haven't even got to yet in the Associated Press today here in Wisconsin on money. Now Republicans want to make this about how much money the Democrats put into Janet Protasiewicz's race. Well, how about we turn the tables? As a circuit court judge, Annette Ziegler, a conservative, presided over 11 cases involving a bank where her husband was a member of the board. Ziegler was formally reprimanded for her handling of the case, marking the first time Wisconsin Supreme Court was disciplined by its own member. During the judicial disciplinary procedures, Ziegler was represented by who? Jim Troupas, who is, of course, involved in this whole fake electors thing with Trump. Wisconsin's Judicial Ethics Committee requires judges to recuse themselves when they have a personal bias concerning a party's lawyers. Yet in at least 5 cases in which Troupas represented a party to the suit, including Trump v. Biden, Ziegler failed to recuse herself. I mean, these people are, hypocrite doesn't even begin to touch it. Let's go to Appleton. Cindy in Appleton, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, 2 things, Todd. First of all, to your one caller that talked about impeaching Trump, he might have been impeached, but he was not removed from office. And why are we not impeaching Robin Voss? If there's a case for impeachment, that's the one.
If you want to hang on, I'm up against a break. If you want to hang on, we continue on the other side. But I mean, if he moves forward with this, if he tries to impeach Protasiewicz, then yeah, I think there are grounds for impeach Robin Voss. But you know what? He's scared anyway. We'll come back more after this on the Todd Lovell Show. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy, high of 73 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, maybe a little more patchy fog by morning. Our low 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. On Saturday night into Sunday, amounts won't be terribly heavy. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Glad to have you along. Talking about this impending impeachment of Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz by the Republican Party of Wisconsin, specifically the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, claiming that because she had the audacity in the campaign to say that she thought that the current legislative and congressional maps in Wisconsin were rigged, quote unquote, they want to impeach her before she's even sat on the bench to hear the case. Because they feel she should have to recuse herself because she's prejudged it. But if you look back in history, as our friend Matt Flynn says, history is a great guide. You're not woke if you don't know history. Not until and if you know history. History tells us this, that it was actually in a case of Republican Party in Minnesota versus White. Great case, by the way. So look this up. Republican Party Minnesota v. White, 2002. And Justice Scalia, the great conservative justice, wrote this, quote, "We have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election," unquote. And that was in regard to a conservative running for the Minnesota Supreme Court, didn't just say something, put out flyers of his opinion. And Scalia, the conservative, quoting former Justice Rehnquist, another conservative, in a majority opinion, the U.S. Supreme Court said, yes, you can talk about your opinions before an election in a state Supreme Court case. So the question you should ask your Republican assembly person is, do you disagree with the conservative Justice Scalia?
And notably, Jeff from Shorewood texted in that Antonin Scalia was not just a conservative justice in modern times. He was the conservative justice. And even others get compared to him constantly, like Alito has been called Scalito.
Yes, little Alito. Exactly. And I get a little excited. I call him Anton Scalia. It's Antonin Scalia. So yes, it's Antonin. I apologize. I'm a little passionate about this, quite frankly, because here's the reason. That if these Yahoo Republicans, like Robin Voss, move forward, this is a constitutional crisis in the state of Wisconsin. And as Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project pointed out yesterday, this, once again, is going to drag Wisconsin's name through the mud in the national media. It already started. You think that the press we got for Act 10 was bad? This will be 10 times worse because this is a direct assault, an affront to the Constitution. And the conservatives on the U.S. court, Scalia, are saying they shouldn't do it. This is a five-alarm fire. And according to my sources, this is set to happen in Wisconsin within the next 2 weeks. You must call your state assembly person and tell them if they vote to impeach Protasiewicz, you're not going to vote for them. You can call your legislator by dialing 1-800-362-9427. 800-362-9427. 9472. I'll give that number to you again before we end this hour. Let's go quickly to the phones. Let's go to, as soon as Mr. Zombers is able to, we'll go to Gary in Sussex. Thanks, Gary, for holding. What say you?
Do you have any way to check your blood pressure, Todd?
Well, I look, this is serious. I am hot about it.
Okay. All right. I've called you. I've listened to you a lot. I don't call a lot. I travel around. I'm a heating contractor. So if I get a few minutes here, I listen. I don't have time to call and sit and wait on hold. But I'm a conservative, okay? And what I like to bring up is who draws the maps in Wisconsin? What party does it?
The legislature draws them, and the party that's in the control, has the most control, draws the first set.
All right, so when the Democrats were in control, did they draw the maps?
Yes, and I've spoken out many times that this goes both ways, but it's never been this egregious because of the computer technology, and I was there in the building in 2011 when this happened. I saw it with my own eyes.
Okay, so we whined, us Republicans whined like crazy when you guys are drawing the maps. You're whining like crazy.
I was a Republican when the map, you know, don't call me on the other side. I was part of the Republican Party when the maps were drawn. But this doesn't have to do anything with the Republic, how the maps were drawn. This is about whether Republicans should be impeaching a sitting justice before she's even heard a case.
Okay. Well, first of all, they can't impeach her until she does something. Okay, until she does it. Okay, so, and then Scalia said, according to what you came across and what you said, and I'm taking you at your word because I don't know other than that, but knowing Scalia the way I know him, I would think that your interpretation of what he said may not be 100% accurate, but close.
But they ruled in favor of the conservative person who was running for Minnesota Supreme Court and said that the conservative person had every right to communicate their opinion before and during an election.
All right. So how would you like if you committed a crime and you committed a crime knowing that this is a hanging judge that goes out there and hangs anybody for stealing horses? Absolutely 100%. And you knew this. Would you want this guy to be your judge, or would you rather have an impartial judge?
That's apples and oranges, Gary.
No, it isn't.
It's apples and oranges.
In this case, what she said is, I think that the raps are rigged. I can't say how I would preside on a case, but that's my personal opinion. So she did say she would go with the law on it, just also shared her personal opinion.
Okay. But she hasn't done anything yet. Well, once she does, if she does rule on something, and I personally believe that she shouldn't be impeached, but I personally believe, because of what she said, that she should recuse herself.
That's a fair opinion to have. You could feel that she needs to recuse herself, but I think we're on agreement, Gary, that until she does something to warrant impeachment, would you agree with me that Republicans should not impeach
100%.
Her? All right, well, there. See, we found common ground.
100% I agree with you. Well, and I'm a Republican.
Right. Well, I think, that's a very reasonable point of view to have. I respect that. We're in agreement on that part, and you're certainly entitled to have the opinion that she should recuse herself. That's fine. I got no problem with you having that opinion. But the reason my blood pressure is so high is because I'm being told Republicans are going to impeach her within the next 2 weeks, and that will be a violation of the Constitution in and of itself.
I believe it will be. I think if they're going to do it, I think they have to wait until she starts participating in the hearing, and then she, according to Republicans, she violated what she shouldn't have done.
Appreciate your call, Gary. Call anytime. Appreciate your listening, Gary. Back with your calls. Don't go anywhere if you're on the line. Joe, Dick, other people will get to you after the top of the news. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.